This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, how to help yourself by avoiding self-help books. But first, the nation's passenger airlines are about to get safer. The Federal Aviation Administration has imposed a June 30th deadline for all jets to have non-flammable insulation. But it's costing the airlines a lot, adding to their huge expenses in labor and fuel, expenses that have pushed airlines to the brink of bankruptcy. New York Times transportation reporter Matthew Wald spoke about this with Day to Day's Alex Chadwick.
Matthew, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.
So you have the big airlines, United, U.S. Airways, in bankruptcy, American and Delta, maybe going into bankruptcy. Fuel prices keep going up. Why can't the airlines turn this around, raise fares, and make things work for them?
Every once in a while, one of them raises fares, the others do not follow, so they have to bring the fares back down. It's a highly competitive business.
It is a highly competitive business, but still, it's a business. You got to stay in business, right?
The ones who are not in bankruptcy complain that it's hard to compete against somebody who is in bankruptcy.
A good business strategy to go into bankruptcy.
Because it can be, right. U.S. Air has tried it twice.
Still, long term, you have to say remaining in bankruptcy cannot be a winning strategy.
Well, some airlines went into bankruptcy, did not come out again. Others, like Continental, a few years ago went into bankruptcy, came back quite profitable.
All right. Well, let's look at this other issue that they have coming up, which is this insulation problem. This is 5 years after the crash of Swiss Air Flight 111 off Canada.
Right. That was a combination. There was faulty wiring in there somewhere. The Canadians never quite figured out where, although they had their suspicions. But the other problem was that the facing on the insulation, a kind of mylar, turned out to be a lot more flammable than people thought it was.
So now they have to replace this. They have this June 30th deadline. This is for the older planes that had this kind of insulation.
Right. They're always facing a deadline of some kind. On any big airplane, there's always a list of things you have to do. This gets added to the list, and it's related to the bankruptcy problem and the fuel problem. You look at an old plane, you say, how good is its fuel economy? What upgrades do I have to make? So some of these airplanes won't get fixed because they've been parked in the desert and will probably never fly again. Others have to be fixed. You have to pull out the old insulation. You can only do this during a major servicing and install new insulation.
How is this process going? Are they going to meet this deadline?
Well, I'm told about 80% of the planes that we expect to keep flying in the second half of this year have already been done. You don't do this at the last minute. It's not like your taxes where you pull an all-nighter the night before. You have to do this when the airplane is scheduled to be on the ground anyway, because you really go bankrupt if you say, well, this is a three-week job. I'll take the airplane out for 3 weeks. And then you take it out a few months later for another 3 weeks for its regular servicing.
Matthew, is this a problem in the U.S. because in some way the U.S. airline industry is a more mature industry than airlines in other parts of the world,
or
no, people overseas have the same problems?
It's the other way around. We fly the younger planes, then we sell them to other people who fly them when they're older. So younger planes have a smaller maintenance expense and smaller operating expense than older planes, but the planes are expensive.
So what is the solution to all this? How are we going to have an airline industry that's actually going to function for the passengers, but also exist somewhat profitably for the businesses that have to pay for all these upgrades?
I don't think that fuel prices are coming down. The cost of flying an airplane a mile, though, is gradually declining as newer planes weigh less, require less fuel, are better built. Over time, there are probably too many airplanes flying around out there, and there may be too many airlines. Right now, it's a little hard to say who the survivors will be, or, more interestingly, exactly what model they'll follow, whether they'll follow a hub-and-spoke model, a point-to-point model, a stripped-bare model like Southwest, or some other model.
Matthew Wald, transportation safety correspondent for the New York Times. Matthew, thanks.
Thank you, Alex.
And that interview by Day to Day's Alex Chadwick.